Welcome to the fourth and final 2012 Meditation Vision Working, an empowered ritual done in vision to attune to the shifting energies associated with the new consciousness at the end of the Mayan calendar upon the winter solstice of 2012. Each of these visions has been based upon a solar festival and the direction that solar festival is associated with, though attuning them with the elements of the astrological signs based upon this new alignment, with Aquarius in the east, Taurus in the south, Leo in the west, and Scorpio in the north. The alignment can be a challenge for some, but the challenge can help us align and transform to this new aeon. Each of the recorded meditations has been preceded by a lesson associated with the 2012 phenomenon, the first focused on the concept of the great year in general, sacred calendars, and specifically the precession of the equinoxes. The second lesson looks specifically at the age of Aquarius. The third was based on the Hindu concept of the yugas, the great ages, and this fourth and final lesson is on the shifting pole star as it occurs during the precession of the equinoxes, as well as the galactic alignment occurring in 2012. For those who have not listened to the previous lessons or read about them on my Pagan Square blog, by hand, head, and heart, it might be helpful to do so before going on to this lesson. While I planned to have this meditation done much sooner, sometimes we don't know what we're waiting for, and now in retrospect, I know I was waiting to experience a ritual down at the Between the Worlds conference put on by the Assembly of the Sacred Wheel in Wilmington, Delaware. I had no idea that this was the last of the series of five gatherings at astrological points with the intention to harmonize with the shift of the ages when I was asked to present at this conference, but I found myself at the right place, the right time, the right people to do this work. I found so much wonderful corroboration on what I was doing in the Temple of Witchcraft, and great new information and teachings to inspire further development. Part of the ritual was to consciously choose to step into the age of Aquarius, to leave behind the age of Pisces, regardless of the correct date associated with the new aeon, if there is such a thing as a correct date. Make the conscious choice at this time to make it be the end of the world as we know it. Just as modern solstice rituals can both occur before and after the actual solstice, to harmonize, let's use this time and these rituals to establish the intention of a new age and live that way. So this final teaching deals with the axis of the earth and the alignment with the galactic center. As the precession of the equinoxes is caused by a wobble in the Earth's axis, the wobble creates a change in the pole star that we see. The angular radius of this axis of change is about 23.5 degrees. We tend to think of Polaris as the North Star, but it hasn't always been that way. The North Star changes with the wobble, and the Earth is more often between North Stars than pointing directly with one. The wobble is somewhat erratic and chaotic, as it is a wobble, so there's not a clear and equitable pattern to the North Stars. But the mythos and history shows that particular stars have been venerated as the North Star, and many occultists believe that this North Star shift plays a role in the consciousness of the planet, much like the great months of the precession of the equinoxes in the great year. The combination of the North Stars and great months can create particular manifestations of consciousness. The North Star is seen as the top of the Axis Mundi, the world tree, the cosmic axis. The North Star is seen as the eternal sun, the sun beyond the sun. Our North Pole reaches its optimum point with Polaris in 2095 AD, but in 2,000 years there'll be no specific pole star, just as there wasn't a specific pole star 2,000 years ago. There are more than 12 stars that can be considered near the path of the celestial pole, and esoteric lore tends to say there are five major pole stars, but no source agrees on what they are. Technically, the celestial pole only crosses two stars exactly, Thuban, or Alpha Draconis, and Tau Hercules. Many bright stars are near its path, including our current North Star Polaris, which comes very close to it. Kocheb and Perkab are considered to be the guardians of the pole, though Kocheb can be considered a pole star by some. One could look at the five brightest stars, and they would be Vega, Deneb, Polaris, Kocheb, and Aldebaran. Or you can look at the five closest to the path of the celestial pole, and they would be Thuban, Tau Hercules, Polaris, Aldebaran, and Al-Rai. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing all these stars correctly, so please excuse me. But that's what they look like phonetically. And the most esoteric lore is associated with the five alpha stars, Polaris, Aldebaran, Deneb, Vega, and Thuban. And each one is associated with a different image in the constellations. The little bear, king, or the king Cepheus, the swan, the lyre, and the dragon. Draco and Ursa Minor are both within the circle of the celestial pole's movements, making some of the dominant themes in the myth of the pole star ages as dragons and bears. It is believed that the occultists of the modern occult revival in Britain saw the generations between Uther Pendragon and Arthur Pendragon as a story not depicting single generations of humans, but a shift in celestial ages and the associated shifts in consciousness, from the dragon kings when the pole star was Thuban, to the bear kings when the pole star became Polaris. As Draco is the dragon, Ursa Minor, the Little Dipper, is also known as the Little Bear. As occult and theosophical lore often teaches of a Manu, or world king, guiding a nation or guiding the entire planet, the shift in the pole stars can indicate a shift in the energies of this world king and how the sacred king relates to the goddess as queen. The mysteries of many ancient cultures are believed to be linked to the orders of priest kings, responsible for keeping the balance upon earth. We see this not only in the myths of King Arthur, but all the way back to ancient Egypt and Sumer. While the most detailed lore is around the dragon and bear, as depicted in Arthurian myth, there is quite a bit of ancient myth and folklore on the swan. When looking at these five stars, we can see and speculate as to their role in understanding the mysteries of the pole star and the traditions of the secret kings and secret queens in spiritual evolution. Alderamin means right arm, and it refers to the right arm of King Cepheus. Cepheus is the only human constellation in the five major processional constellations. The last time it was the pole star was roughly 18,500 BC. When this is in the Stone Age, one could see the energy of the king star influencing the development of tribal chieftains and leaders. Deneb is the brightest star of Cygnus. It was last the pole star around 16,000 BC and will be again in 10,000 AD. Cygnus is the swan, and Deneb is often considered to be the tail of the swan, though some earlier interpretations might see the constellation as a chicken or a vulture. There's quite a bit of evidence to show the importance of Cygnus to the ancient Stone Age people as a gateway of souls in and out of the world. Much of this lore is detailed in the book The Cygnus Mystery by the somewhat controversial author Andrew Collins. Collins associates the lore of Cygnus with the bird shamans and those associated with the fallen angel mythos. Vega was the pole star in 12,000 BC. Vega is the primary star of the constellation Lyra. Lyra is the lyre or harp in Greek myths and culture, but represented as a vulture in Egypt and India. In Wales, it was King Arthur's harp. The harp imagery lends itself to the understanding of music, poetry, and the inspired arts as being an important factor in leadership and spiritual understanding. Thuban was the pole star when mainstream archaeology dates the building of the pyramids around 2700 BC. This is about the time period of Stonehenge buildings and Newgrange in Ireland. At the time, occultists would say the dragon kings ruled, until finally they gave way to new leadership, to those of the bear star. The North Pole and the North Star play a significant role in our understanding of where we are, where we're going. It is often from the role of the top of the world, the cosmic axis, represents the realm of spiritual energy. While the seven planets play a strong role in astrological magic, some think the seven stars, a Little Dipper, are the true powers behind the archetype of seven. While the pole star will change, within the radius of that change is found Draco and Ursa Minor, the dragon and bear, emphasizing their importance and power. And within our new astrological alignments, placing water and Scorpio in the northern quarter, you might find the energies of Scorpio are very conducive to the imagery of the dragon. It can also be pointed out that if you're strictly following in the astrological mandala of Western astrology, you can, and perhaps you should, flip this axis of Scorpio and Taurus that I've proposed. The astrological mandala strangely puts east, or the ascendant, on the left side of the circle, with the north, or the nadir, at the bottom, west, or the descendant, upon the right of the circle, and the south, or midheaven, at the top of the circle. It's a little backwards to what we're used to. The zodiac moves cyclically around the circle widdershins, or counterclockwise. So if you place Aquarius in the east, you will have Taurus in the north, Leo in the west, and Scorpio in the south. Yet that often seems off to the modern practitioner, looking for the ring of the zodiac to move clockwise around a ritual circle. The ritual I went to this past weekend certainly used the zodiac in a clockwise order, around the circle. The guidance I originally received on how to structure these meditations ended with Scorpio in the north, so that's the pattern I followed and the reason why. But as part of Aquarius is to be innovative and open to new ideas, so in the future, feel free to work with these ideas and these correspondences and shift the axis, or even work counterclockwise and see what works best for you. How do you align with the Aeon of Aquarius? One of the last factors associated with the end of the 2012 Mayan cycle is the galactic alignment on the winter solstice. We are said to align with the sun and the galactic center, making many people believe either the alignment will bring enlightenment and miraculous consciousness expansion with an outpouring of psychic energy from the galactic center, or it'll be released in some apocalyptic end. What's going to occur is probably less dramatic than what most people think. The Milky Way is our own galaxy, and it encircles the Earth. It is wider in the region of Sagittarius constellation because its saucer-shaped galaxy creates a bulge in what appears to be in Sagittarius. The galactic equator is the midline running down the Milky Way, though many would argue it's difficult to precisely agree where the Milky Way starts and stops, so drawing an exact equator is impossible. Those who believe they've calculated it would actually say the precise alignment happened on the winter solstice in 1998, though it would take about 36 years to process out of the zone of alignment, which started around 1980 and will end in 2016. The zone of alignment with the winter solstice only happens every 26,000 years as part of the great precessional cycle. With this galactic center is a black hole, considered to be the entryway and exit for spiritual energies. Some believe the alignment with the center, along with the stresses of other planetary forces in our solar system, is the reason for increased tectonic activities on Earth. Some think that that's not true at all, and this is simply where we are as a planet. The alignment is occurring in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is a sign of higher education, philosophy, most importantly, freedom. It is a sign of optimism, inspiration, ideals, and travel to foreign lands. In the Temple of Witchcraft, we associate the teacher archetype with Sagittarius, the one who teaches us how to go beyond. We use this alignment to increase the depths of our experience and to embrace true freedom on the spiritual level. So as we prepare for the fourth and final of these meditations, keep in mind the concepts taught both in this lesson and in the previous three. As above, so below, cycles and patterns repeat. The great year is simply a variation of the cycles and seasons we're already familiar with, but on a cosmic level. Many cultures have looked at the measurement of large cycles of time, and many consider right now to be some sort of threshold of change. Change doesn't mean instant enlightenment any more than it means apocalyptic calamity. When we hit the winter solstice in any year, it doesn't immediately bring snow. Simply means a tipping point in the cycle has been reached, and depending on where you live, perhaps snow is more likely after that tipping point. The great year shift is caused by the wobble in the axis of the Earth, and while the wobble can cause a shift of cosmic months, it also causes a change in the pole star, both of which affect consciousness, mythology, and religion upon planet Earth. At the end of this Mayan cycle of counting time, possibly it corresponds with both the approximate shift of the ages and the galactic alignment period. Don't get too hung up on the idea of the world ending, either in a physical reality or a spiritual one. The world is constantly ending. Most cultures have had their doomsday predictions and apocalypse scenarios in religion and in story. The world ends, or at least in one version of it, every time you close your eyes and go to another world, every time you go to sleep. Every new day is a potential to remake your world. Let's look at this as an opportunity to re-envision the world where we live. This ritual puts together all the previous ones, so it could be done as a practice entirely on its own, before or after the winter solstice of 2012, can also play a role in the development of future rituals. Please use as you feel guided and inspired. But take this time now to prepare yourself, get into a comfortable position, and face the north. Start by relaxing in your body. Relax all the muscles in your body. Breathe deeply in and out. Relax the muscles in your head and your neck. Relax the muscles in your shoulders and your arms. Relax your chest. Relax your back. Relax your belly and your lower back. Relax into your hips. Relax down your legs, down through your feet, down to the tips of your toes. Allow your body to relax and be at peace with each breath. Relax your thoughts. Allow all unwanted thoughts to float away like white wispy clouds. Relax your heart. Open your heart to love. Relax into your souls. Feel the spark of divinity aligned within you. Call up the screen of your mind and we'll visualize from 12 to 1 to count down into a meditative state. Draw the number 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now in a meditative state where everything you do is correct and for the good of all involved. Release the screen of your mind. Simply listen to the sound of my voice as we go deeper. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We call upon the Goddess, God, and Great Spirit to guide this work, to protect us from all harm. We call for this work to be done for the highest good, harming none, so mote it be. Breathe in through the three cells, breathe in through the heart, and say, I am the namer. Breathe in through the feet and the base of the spine, and say, I am the shaper. Breathe in through the crown. Say, I am the watcher. Connect all three breaths at the heart center. I am the three in one. I am the one in three. As it was, as it is, as it always shall be. Blessed be. Invoke the three primal forces into these three cells. By a straight line, by the first ray, by the red ray, I call forth the red angelic fires. I invoke power and will. All is possible. Feel a straight red line descend from the stars, through your body and into the depths of the world. By a bent line, by the second ray, by the blue ray, I call forth the blue fairy flame. I invoke love and trust. All is one. Feel the blue spiral of light descend from the heavens, around the red ray, filling you and grounding you down to the underworld. By a crooked line, by the third ray, by the yellow ray, I call forth the golden witch fire. I invoke wisdom and cunning. All is known. Feel the yellow light, like lightning, strike, descend down from the realm above, running through your spine, descending down into the realm below. So mote it be. Face the north, physically or mentally. The north, the direction of the winter solstice. North, the axis of the stars. It is the winter solstice, the dawn of light. It is Yule, the darkest night, before the light begins to grow. The sun is moving from the tropical sign of Sagittarius, the archer and centaur, to the tropical sign of Capricorn, the horned goat god. And we align with the sign of Scorpio, the great mystery of life and death, the transformer of matter and spirit, fixed water in the heavens. We evoke you, power of Scorpio, guardian of the gates of spirit and matter. The fixed sign of Scorpio is ruled by the element of water. Scorpio is the energy of transformation, of mystery, of sex, and of death. Scorpio's water is a mystery expressed in desire to seek that which is lost, missing, or unknown. Scorpio is the scorpion, or rather the drop of poison within it, as well as the serpent shedding its skin, and the eagle flying high above. Ultimately, Scorpio is the phoenix, the transforming bird of fire. By the power of elemental water and the stars of Scorpio, we welcome you. By the watcher star Antares, we call to you. Hail and welcome. Draw a five-pointed star envisioned in blue light, starting at the upper left point, to the upper right point, down to the bottom left, to the top point, to the bottom right, and back to the upper left where you began. Draw a clockwise circle around the star, creating a pentacle. Open the gate of water. Through this stargate, feel the blessings of cosmic water. Feel the power of elemental water, cool and wet, entering through the portal, bearing the blessings of emotion, love, healing, and dreams. Feel the waves of astral power come through, healing your heart. This blessing urges you to transform, letting go of the old to become the new. You feel the blessings of love to make it safe enough to change, to embody true love, agape, perfect love. Accept this blessing of love and compassion. It will guide you to your true heart's desire. As the compassion washes over you, you think of the last age of Scorpio, said to be the peak of the age of Atlantis, right as the corruption really began and the spirit descent became a reality. Despite this coming destruction, its end, the seeds of destruction found in the sign of Scorpio, the golden age shared its wisdom with the world. Whenever we need to let go, we work with the waters of Scorpio. Envision the ancient world in the sacred land of beauty, for even at the start of the descent of a magnificent kingdom, still gives you magnificence. What of this time must we bring to our current age? Particularly the ability to adapt and change. waves of compassion flow over you through the northern winter stargate. Allow yourself to envision yourself in the world, fulfilling your true heart's desire. What must you let go of, leave behind, shed, to enter into this new aeon? Who will you be in this new great age? Through the gate, you'll see and feel the light of the star Antares. Allow the light to flow to you. You might feel it enter to your root or heart chakra, opening the way for the highest self to be anchored within your bodily temple. Through the light of the gateway, a figure can take shape. Who or what is guarding the gate of Scorpio? What guardian of the water portal will commune with you, teach you, heal you? The classic archangel is Gabriel, keeper of water and messages. Though the totems of water, deities of the moon, sea, rivers, and the guides of water and the heart who flow with the blessings of Antares may manifest, commune with this guardian, whoever may appear. As we move into alignment with the galactic center, find yourself coming into alignment personally with this vast storehouse of blessing. You are a medium, a channel for this blessing to be grounded into the world, into the consciousness of humanity and beyond. You can help channel this blessing into the realms of animals, plants, minerals, and all the etheric vibrations that support all the gardens of the earth. Prepare your channel for this flow of blessings, for this power, wisdom, and love. Feel all that does not serve, all that would block this flow, being dissolved away in preparation. Being your truth and inspiration, follow your true knowledge within, and you will be prepared. Through this process, through the alignment, the guardian, the visions and healings, you may receive a key word or symbol to bring into your consciousness, to guide you for the season, to share with others, to guide you for this aeon. You may receive a symbol that sums up this gate and the previous three. What key word or phrase, symbol or image do you divinely receive to prepare for the new aeon? As you align with the galactic center, also feel your alignment with the pole star Polaris, the guiding light of this age. It is the star of the little bear, for we still live in the time of Arthur, the Bear King. The once and future king must return within us all sovereigns of our lives. Feel the royal blood of the stars awaken within your veins, and think back to a time when the pole was ruled by Thuban and the Dragon Kings. back to by Vega and the Poet Kings, by Deneb and the Swan Kings, and by Al-Daraman and the First Kings. All the wisdom of the cycle is yours now, all the wisdom of the sovereigns, awakened through the blood, awakened through the stars in the blood. Think of the Eastern Gate, Aquarius, marker of this age. Think upon any symbols or keys given to you at the Eastern Gate. Feel the Eastern Gate of air, of Aquarius, open. Feel the guardian come through and commune with you. Think of the Southern Gate, Taurus, fixed earth. Think upon any symbols or keys given to you at the Southern Gate. Feel the Southern Gate of Earth, of Taurus, open. Feel the guardian come through and commune with you. Think of the Western Gate, Leo, fixed fire. Think upon any symbol or keys given at the Western Gate. Feel the Western Gate of fire of Leo open. Feel the guardian come through and commune with you. All four gates opened with you in the center. All four gates opened with the pole star and the galactic center both flowing into you. You are mediating their forces. All four gates are opened as this age turns, while you, the true one, the true bornless self, sits in the center beyond. Your body, your life, your planet, all shift into the aeon of Aquarius now. When you feel this process is complete, thank all entities and energies that have worked with you at this time. Starting in the north, by the power of elemental water and the stars of Aquarius, we thank and release you. By the watcher star Antares, we thank you. Hail and farewell. Envision the stargate drawing another five-pointed star. Start at the upper right point and move across to the upper left point, downward to the lower right point, up to the top of the star, down to the lower left point, and upward again to the upper right point where you began. draw a counterclockwise circle around the star, closing this primary gate to the north. And now we close the other three gates. We thank the stars, guardians, and spirits of the western gate of fire, Leo, hail, and farewell. We thank the stars, guardians, and spirits of the southern gate of earth, Taurus, hail, and farewell. And we thank the stars, guardians, and spirits of the eastern gate of air, Aquarius, hail, and farewell. We now count up to a normal state of consciousness. Without any visuals, follow the sound of my voice up 1 to 13, then 1 to 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Feel your fingers and toes, ankles and wrists as we continue to count upward. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Ground yourself as needed, so we thank the Goddess, God, and Great Spirit for their blessings. Feel these energies flowing, stored in your blood and your bones. Any excess that is unnecessary for your well-being flows down through your feet, your roots, into the earth for the earth's own alignment, healing, alignment with the galactic center and the new aeon. Welcome to the age of Aquarius. Blessed be.